I'm Nkosinathi Ndlovu, and this is TCS Plus, brought to you today by Bolt. My guest in studio today is Simo Kalajic. Simo is the Senior Operations Manager at Bolt South Africa. Simo, good day and welcome to the show.
Hi, Nkosinathi. Thank you for having me here today.
Yeah. Simo, could you start by introducing us to Bolt and what it is you're trying to solve for in the South African market?
Awesome. Perfect. So, Bolt, who we are. We are a leading mobility platform in Africa, and most importantly, our key market, South Africa. We launched in 2016, operating over 23 major cities in South Africa and a number of smaller cities as well. Since our launch, we've completed over 400 billion trips. 400 million trips.
Okay, that's fine.
Over 400 million trips. Where the billion comes in is actually it spans over 2 billion kilometers across South Africa.
Okay,
so just
yes.
Giving you the extent and size of the impact we are doing in the transportation space. So that's who we are. We are a really innovative company. We do thrive on creating innovation and transportation solutions for our users. Mm-hmm. So talking to our most latest initiative or innovation, the Bolt Light category.
Yes.
This consists of the yellow little vehicles I'm sure you've seen
all over
Johannesburg, bright yellow in color with the Bolt branding. So this is our new innovation where we're looking to create much more affordable choices for our users when it comes to the transportation space. Mm. And what's so key and significant about this product and vehicle is that it's got a lower maintenance and wear and tear impact on the driver. So we're able to price lower while still maximizing the profit levels for drivers and ensuring that everyone can get good access to reliable and safe transport solutions.
Excellent. One of the key aspects of running a business like yours is safety. And you've been running quite a number of initiatives to drive safety home. I mean, what is your strategic approach as a business to safety?
Cool. So when it comes to safety, it is and will always be a top priority at Bolt. Recently, we've pledged a 100 million euro investment over the next 3 years, which will ensure that we improve the safety of our platform for many South Africans. When you look at safety at Bolt, we've got a dedicated team of 500 specialists whose expertise span over product development, engineering and operations, and bring their best practices and global skills to the South African market to help us speak to the core issue, which is safety. Mm. One of our key advancements, which is the ride check feature, uses cutting-edge technology to actually detect any sudden stops, prolonged stops, or route deviations from the trip that you are currently on, allowing us to be much more proactive when it comes to any incidents that are prone to happen. Mm. We want to be in a space where we anticipate and mitigate risks before they escalate.
Mm. That's great, Simo. But you do operate in an ecosystem that's more than just Bolt as a business. That means that you really need to collaborate on safety to have an impact. What kind of collaborations have you engaged in?
Cool. So when we talk about safety, an important thing that we understand is that it also doesn't involve technology alone. Mm. It's an holistic approach that involves education, where we need to empower both our users, drivers and riders, about understanding the features that are made available, mm. how to use them. There's also a focus on prevention. Again, we want to be in a space where we mitigate, anticipate incidents before they escalate. So one of the key partnerships that we do like to actively talk about with is our partnership with the Automobile Association of South Africa, also known as the AA. Outside of their core service that they provide for us, which is the SOS functionality, where they will dispatch private security in the event of any situation. Private security or medical services are at your side on every ride just through the in-app SOS button. Outside of that, we've partnered with them to create a wide variety of training sessions focused on driver partners, which speak to the topics around road safety, mm. defensive driving, and situational awareness. Mm. Outside of that, we've actually launched a successful initiative focused on our female driver partners, where we actually took them through anti-hijacking and defensive driving training courses, mm. and have a lot more planned in the future. Mm. We also look to actively work with government officials, law enforcement, as well as industry professionals who can help us speak to the greater issue of safety. Mm. So just this week, we hosted a driver-led Safety Summit, which we invited about 150 of our Cape Town drivers to come and sit with us and engage with us directly. Mm. Not only directly engaging with Bolt, but we invited key stakeholders from the city. Mm. So city officials, law enforcement, and the mobility minister for Cape Town was actually also there present to hear straight from the source what are the issues that are being faced on a driver level. Mm. And we've also shared a good collaborative ideas. We deal with millions of data points on our platform, and we know that informing decisions that's backed by good data really has a long-term impact and effect on the industry. And that's the type of collaboration and engagement that we do want to continue doing, not only with private companies and individuals, but also the public sector and the government. Mm-hmm. So we think that this collaborative effort allows us to make a much larger impact to the country.
Mm. Speaking to the summit that you had now, what are some of the major insights that you then heard from your stakeholders?
It's a good question. So there was quite a few, but I'll talk on the key hot topics. So one is just the inconsistency when it comes to how transportation is regulated, especially on a provincial level. Mm. We're a company, as I mentioned, we operate in over 23 cities and a number of smaller towns. Our coverage spans over the full 9 provinces. Mm. And if there's no clear and concise direction in terms of what drivers need to do to actually comply, especially when we look at the latest regulation that's been signed around the NLTAB, mm-hmm. we do need consistency and proper direction in terms of what do we need to do to comply, because that's what we want to do. We do want to comply. It's essential for transportation to have good compliant drivers as well as vehicles on the ground. Mm-hmm. So there is a lot of disparity in terms of what compliance looks like at a provincial level. And we've got drivers who will travel to multiple cities, provinces, maybe they work in Johannesburg, but home is the Eastern Cape. Mm-hmm. It's December time now. We want to give the driver the opportunity to go home, visit their family, and still work. Yeah. Right? You still want to continue earning. Mm. Outside of that, there's also issues when it comes to service delivery on a police station level. Mm. We know that there are particular areas that are inundated with crime. The volume of cases are potentially overwhelming for some police stations. And we see that drivers are crying to the issue that they're not getting support quickly enough, mm-hmm. or just not getting support at all. And this could probably speak to the amount of volumes of incidents that are being reported by Bolt drivers or e-hailing drivers in general. So you might find the case that it's not new for these police officers, and they're probably also not too sure how to go about this, because these are continuous issues that are coming up, and it doesn't seem to be any mitigation or plans in place to solve it. It's just a continuous flow of cases coming through. Mm. But then again, that's where we come in, where we actively want to support with investigations. We've got data of all these incidents that are happening, the hotspots, the emerging hotspots. We want to be able to feed this data to the law enforcement officials and work on a collaborative effort to solve this and just make things easier for our driver partners.
So if I imagine it properly, you could be feeding the police data where they could spot trends about crime quicker 100%. And therefore act
exactly
on it.
Exactly that.
Okay, excellent. But now you spoke about this in your ecosystem. You've got your drivers as well as your passengers. Mm-hmm. And from a safety perspective, I think you've touched on the driver side and the things that you're doing. But what else can passengers do to empower themselves safety-wise?
Awesome. So what we're doing is we've got a wide variety of exciting initiatives. One I'll talk about is our activations that we host at busy shopping centers. We target schools and universities because these are the people using our platform. Mm. So we will go there, host an activation event where we actually speak and directly engage with users on a face-to-face level, where we will have quizzes, questions around the Bolt app, most importantly, the safety feature. So we'll actually ask them situational questions in terms of, if this happens, do you know what you need to do? Uh-huh. Do you know where you need to go? Yes. And based on this engagement, we found that there's an actual gap that people just are not aware enough of what's actually made available to them. And it's all housed within one section of the Bolt app called the Safety Toolkit. Mm. So jumping back to these events, it's direct engagement, it's interactive, and riders don't only learn about the features, but they're also rewarded for their engagement and participation. So answering questions correctly about the features or even just learning something new will result in you getting a nice Bolt branded goodie. And that could range from headsets, smartwatches, and a wide variety of items. So as much as there's a focus and emphasis on educating our drivers, we do the same on the rider side. Yes. And this also speaks to the global safety campaign we launched in October this year, which we've invested quite a bit in terms of billboards, digital and printed media, just to expand and make sure that this message reaches the furthest corners of South Africa. The key focus, again, is just the awareness and education. And we know that this is a critical and powerful tool for our users. If you're aware and you know what to do, we believe that many of the incidents that are being faced on platforms can actually be mitigated.
But if there was one takeaway, would you say that users going into the app and just playing around in that safety section,
100%,
exploring and learning?
You just need to get familiar with the app, and everything is right there. Just look at the app, open it up, whether you're before a trip, after a trip, even during the ride, the safety toolkit is accessible all the time. Go there, have a look at the features, and there's a number. There's the in-trip audio recording, which will allow either side of the user journey, so driver or rider, to actually discreetly initiate audio recording, which could help us as the company as well as authorities investigate anything that could transpire on the app. You've got immediate access to the in-app SOS button, which can be pressed to also alert authorities or private security or medical services in the event of any situation where you need this form of support. There's the trip sharing feature, which allows you to actually share your live location with your trusted family members or friends, and they can also keep an eye on you with every step of that journey from point A, point B, up until you end the trip.
Okay, excellent. So what are some of the longer term initiatives you have planned on the safety side?
Cool. So from safety, it's not a once-off effort. It's actually part of our long-term goal for how we continue to grow within the business. Key things we'll continue to focus on is education and awareness. I believe that we can never go wrong with educating and constantly providing that education opportunity for our users. We're also involving continuously launching new features that speak to the real issues happening on the platform, because as we continue to grow, the dynamics around transportation and even crime will continue to grow and evolve. So we always need to be behind these issues every step of the way and ensuring that whatever we develop or deploy into the app actually speaks to the core issues happening on the platform.
Okay, excellent. Simo, what would you like to say to your drivers and your customers out there?
We'd like to, one, thank everyone for their continued support, the riders and drivers. We understand that the Bolt app is instrumental in the transportation space in South Africa. It provides reliability, safety, and affordability. We'll continue focusing on these three pillars, with safety being at the core of our operations. And again, the only thing is just to ask the users to better engage with the app, learn more about the features, the functionality, and where to find everything that you need every time you use the Bolt app.
Okay. Simo, thank you for your time and joining us on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Nkosinati.
All right. That is Simo Kalajic, Senior Operations Manager at Bolt South Africa for TCS Plus.